Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. A quick note before we start this episode. This interview with Chuck Worley is a fascinating story of ups and downs, trials and tribulations, lessons learned, and great ideas. As you would expect from such a story, it is a bit long, but we couldn't find anything we wanted to cut out, so we decided to split it into two episodes. This is part two. If you haven't listened to part one, go back to the previous episode and listen to it first. Understanding the full story in the right sequence will make this way more useful for you. So we'll jump into part two right now. Enjoy it. Bye. How many employees do you have in the company now?
79, right at 80.
Wow. Way to go.
So, and that's in what, 7 years?
Yeah. That's impressive. You've had phenomenal growth, but you've had to change your role quite a bit, haven't you?
I did. I had to go from sales into something else in the company, trying to give my guys opportunities to grow their careers and grow their business and grow their worth and their incomes and stuff. And I had a guy tell me one time, he's a kind of a business coach guy, but just really personal friend. We went to high school together, Arnell Tangen. He does these things like double your business in 90 days. And so I'm going to his class and stuff like that. And I'm like trying to make this transition thing, trying to figure out, okay, how the heck do I do that? How would I create enough leads for everybody else and then pull me out of it? And he goes, Chuck, you're a unicorn in the fact that you are a salesman and a marketing guy. That doesn't necessarily always go together. He's like, you're kind of a unicorn where you could go meet a guy at a networking event, follow him home and sell him a heat pump, you know, or meet him the next day and sell him a heat pump. You know, not everybody can do that. He said, you can do both. And if you're making this transition out of sales, you really need to focus on this marketing thing. So we started talking about different things to once a quarter, trying to figure out, okay, what can we do? So I came up with this client appreciation party that started out in 2 weeks before my birthday when I turned 50 years old. So it was 5 years ago. This is 2018 or so. He said, man, let's do like a pig picking at your house. I got a 5-acre farm. And so I do it. And now we got 350 people at my farm once a year for a client appreciation party.
Nice.
And it's been phenomenal. And it's, how do I set myself apart? What is it? 17 times, 7 times, 17 times. I've heard 27 times. Somebody has to see you in order to remember you to call you. And I said, all right, so I'm fully out of sales now. So I sell $2.5 million in 2019, 20. I'm probably at $1 million, $1.5 million and not selling full time. And I'm trying to do this marketing thing. In 2022, I think that was the year we did 6.6. I'm pretty much out. I might've sold a couple hundred thousand that year, but I am literally out of sales completely. And I'm like, you may have noticed by my story, second place is not really a place that I enjoy being and won't allow. So I said, if all I'm going to do is marketing, like this is it, I'm going all in. So I started this party. I started doing, of course, COVID, you know, we couldn't have it for 2 years, but then came back strong. I'm like, how can I make this a different thing? How can I make this branding? So honestly, in 2019 is when we actually first branded Worley's Home Services. And we came up, you had asked about our unique colors with the green and orange. Green is kind of eco-friendly. So I went to a logo tournament and, you know, for $1,000, you know, we had 842 designs for our trucks and our colors. And we had a guy from Israel. We had a guy from Indiana, Jackass Flats, Indiana, all these graphic artists for $1,000 start sending me all these logos. So if you really look at Worley's Home Services, if you look at the W, it's got a lightning bolt. If you look at the O in Worley, it's got a snowflake. If you look at the L, it's got a flame over top of the L. If you look in the E, it's got airflow. If you look at the Y, it's got a drip for plumbing. And then the eco leaf is the apostrophe before the S. And so it was a cool logo. And at the time I was partnering with a company that I won't give them the kudos, but they are orange. And the reason that I don't, you know, work with them anymore is because I bled orange, but I was tired of bleeding. So I went to a different logo, but the orange was, you know, co-op. So I fit the orange on there. So really then cockeyed the Worley's logo so that Worley's is diagonal, not straight like everybody else's. And it really kicks. It really pops. And the green and orange and all these different colors I wear. So I was talking about, you know, marketing. So a competitor of mine, I was out doing what people do at, I heard this came from the circus, and it's called papering the town. So you're just everywhere, right? And I did that, but I said, well, shoot, I can't spend $1 million a year, you know, papering the town, you know, so how can I paper the town? So I went out and I got an orange jacket, green. I went and bought my Chuck Taylors, which everybody loves from the 80s, going old school Chuck Taylors. I got an orange one and a green one. So I had to buy two pair. So orange pair. And then I got opposite laces. So on the orange pair, I'm wearing green laces. So I started wearing these with my regular uniform. And then at big events, I'd wear this big old orange obnoxious jacket. And I am everywhere. My goal is to have 100 people a day see me. And how do I do that? Well, you got state of the cities, you got chamber events. We've got five chambers, from Williamsburg Chamber, Hampton Roads Chamber, Peninsula Chamber, Yorktown Chamber. I mean, there's
so you're in all of those chambers?
I am at every single event that has people, from five people to 500 people. I'm at three to five events today. This is my third event today, and I've got another one tonight. So my job is to get in front of as many people as I possibly can. And what I was telling you earlier about this competitor of mine, he goes, you know, everybody thinks you're an idiot. Like, you're from the circus wearing that dumb orange jacket. Everybody's talking about you. You're just an idiot.
Let me get this right. Everybody's talking about you? That's good.
So you caught it, but I had to make him repeat the question, you know, what his statement was. If everybody's talking about me, then I'm doing my job. Getting in front of people. My whole entire job is getting in front of 100 people a day. Now, I may not see anybody tomorrow, but I'm going to see 500 people at a state of the city. I am noticeable. I'll give you a funny story. So I'm walking into the Coliseum. It was actually the Virginia Duels. It's a big wrestling tournament here every year. I walk into the building and my text message goes off. I was like, dang. So I look down and it's a buddy of mine, old wrestler buddy of mine. He goes, you look like an idiot with that orange jacket. I saw you as soon as you walked in. Now, there is thousands of people in this Coliseum. There is 8 wrestling mats, like from all over the country. These people are there. And, you know, I was trying to support the local wrestlers, you know, because it's supporting anything local. And so anyway, I walk into the door. I was like, holy crap, this orange jacket works. Like, it's get in front of as many people as I possibly can. Just paper the city, get all over. Now, some people can afford to paper the city. I'm averaging 3% on marketing. I go to golf tournaments. I'm at golf tournaments and orange jackets, my crazy shoes. There's 144 people at that golf tournament. I'm shaking hands and kissing babies at every single event. Every single event. So I spend $1,000 sponsoring something that I'm probably going to sponsor anyway, right? Our mission is 10% of our net profits. We always exceed it. It's not on purpose, but it is. My heart gets ahead of my head sometimes, but it's get in front of as many people as I possibly get in front of those opportunities. And it's cheaper than, you know, billboards, right? So my billboards, I got 60 of them. So I got 60 bands with billboards. So I don't really need to pay $5,000 a month for a billboard because I got 60 vans. Now, I was hearing, Chuck, I see your vans everywhere, when I had 10 of them. Why? Because I'm in front of them at a networking event. I'm handing them my business card and I'm saying, hey, next time I see you, I want you to tell me how many vans you see. So I had a lady tell me, she was a real estate lady. She goes, do you know that you're imprinting? I said, I didn't go to college. So what the hell is imprinting? She goes, you're imprinting in my mind that I'm going to see one of your vans today. And I said, you will. She goes, you just did it again. I said, so the next time I see you, you're going to tell me how many vans. She goes, Chuck, when I leave this building, there is no doubt in my mind I'm going to see one of your vans because you told me I'm going to see one of your vans. And I said, I didn't know I was imprinting, but I'll take it. So I have yet to see her again, but I promise you, she will see my vans every single day. So get in front of people. And if I can tell anybody about marketing and branding, get in front of people, be seen. And I had a marketing person come up to me one time. She does marketing for, that's her business, right? She goes, Chuck, I have contractors that I spend thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars for these companies. And I just ask them to wear a shirt with a logo. Just embrace your brand. Get a truck with your name on, you know, just embrace yeah. your brand. And she goes, and then there's you.
You really enjoy it, don't you?
I mean,
it's a lot of fun for you, right? You enjoy going out and meeting people and putting on the bright jacket, wearing the company colors. I mean, it's not just work, but it's also fun. And you enjoy that, right?
I do yeah. enjoy it. I mean, it does get, my fiance is, I say, hey girl, I got this, 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 and this. She goes, I'll have some wine ready for you when you get home. So, you know, it's exhausting sometimes. I have an event at 4:30. I have an event. It's five. It starts at 5. It goes to 7. Then I got one that's, you know, goes till 9 o'clock. So like I hit all three of them. Bang, 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 bang. And it's overwhelming sometimes, but it's better than crawling in 5 to 10 houses of crawl spaces. So it's
also,
work.
It turns out in marketing that you also are going to outwork everybody else.
Yes, sir. I realized a long time ago that I'm never going to outsmart everybody. So I better outwork them.
Well, I don't know. This is pretty smart stuff, too. It's really great.
I am the brand of the 757. I will own my brand. People are like, you a franchise? You're going to do this? You're going to buy another company outside of this area? I said, no, because I can't control the quality and the final product of my brand and my name. And I started to tell you that I did these happy checks at the end of the calls. Well, obviously, I can't do that now. We're too big. But I have some older guys that know my quality. They've been with me for years. That their full-time job is doing QA on every single install, every single tankless. I did buy a plumbing company a couple of years ago. I bought a $300,000 company. In 3 years, we were doing over $3 million a year in plumbing. So it's find your niche. We are good at business. My son is phenomenal at operations and management with Chris, and I'm really good at finding companies. And I got a good reputation, so people trust me that when I say I'm going to pay them, that I do pay them. And it's been a phenomenal ride. The bankruptcy part sucked, but paying everybody back didn't suck. So I've had some definite ups and downs, but the bottom line is outwork everybody. Integrity, grit, grind. I mean, I'm telling these kids at high school, these high schools that I go to, I'm like, there's no secret weapon to being successful. It's work. Go to work. Like, stop trying to figure it out sitting behind a computer screen. Get up and go do something. Put the hammer down. Find what you do. Hopefully you love it so you never work another day in your life, which is where I'm at. Just outwork everybody in the room.
So talk to me. You do a lot of interesting stuff. I mean, all this has been a fascinating story, but I wanted to talk about the radio show a little bit. Because there's been a few people that have experimented around with radio, either radio advertising or doing a radio show, mixed results on it. Tell me about yours, how you decided to do it and how it works for you.
So I give credit where credit is due. Earlier, I mentioned a guy named Keith Bales that was a termite guy. His dad passed away when he was like 16 years old. And he took over his dad's business, finished high school. He did graduate, but incredibly smart guy in building science and encapsulating crawl spaces and doing all this stuff. Well, he had a radio show for years, probably 10 years, talk radio station, our local station, 790 AM, but I've got it on YouTube. I'm rebroadcasting on YouTube through Chuck Worley, and the 757 House Whisper is the name of my show now. But back in 2000, early 2000s, Keith kept inviting me onto a show. And to kind of explain to you building science, where it was, where he introduced it to me, we're underneath the house and he's encapsulating this crawl space. And I'm like, man, what in the world are you doing? This is back in 2001 before it was cool. Like everybody's doing it now, but 2001, nobody even heard of encapsulating. And he goes, Chuck, you know, you got somebody that's paying you for a new duct system for cold air on the inside of the duct. And it's got hot, humid air on the outside of the duct. So the duct's going to sweat, right? I said, well, yeah, that's just math, right? It's just science. He goes, yeah. He says, so can you fix the air conditioning on the inside, or do we need to fix the humidity and the hot air on the outside of the duct to stop it from sweating? And I went, a light bulb went off. Like I was like, well, you got to fix the crawl space. You can't fix the duct. They're paying me for cold air.
Yeah.
So we start implementing this building science stuff on a radio show, talking about pest control and building science, and then doing airflow dynamics, and BPI was starting to come in the early 90s. So we started the show, and then we brought on four guys. We had a roofer, a home improvement guy, a pest control guy, of course, and then me and heating and air, and eventually plumbing and electrical and all that. So we put this thing called the Hampton Roads Home Pros. And we had this show for a couple of years back around 2009-ish. And it was great. We had a great time. We were getting some leads from it. But the biggest thing was we were really helping people understand their house. And we had professionals in several different aspects of that, right? So the homeowners would call in and we'd answer questions. And again, I'm going to get emotional again because it was a great show. But the catalyst was Keith. And my best friend passed away of bone cancer in 2012.
Uh-huh,
and
sorry.
It just devastated me. And I mean, I was in the hospital at night. I wasn't going to let him die alone. His wife was with him all day. I went and spent the nights with him. I just was not going to let him die alone in bone cancer. And that's a horrible way to go. But so obviously with the catalyst dying, it kind of, you know, destroyed the show. You know, we kind of just all kind of faded away. So it's always been on my mind to get this show back on, but I just felt so weird doing it without my best friend being on the show with me. So as a way to honor him too, I said, man, there's got to be a way that we can do this and we can monetize it and get this show going. So obviously doing a radio show is extremely expensive, especially weekly, right? So
yeah.
We basically create a public service for our area. I want to be, I told you before, I am, Worley's is the 757 brand, right? I am the brand of my area. I want to be the go-to guy. If you got a question about your house, whether I can fix it or not, I want you to call me first, right? So I can get you to good contractors. I can refer you. I got a referral network from the last 25 years. I'm not going to refer you to Bubba and Skeeter. I'm going to refer you to a good roofer. And that's what I did. So I put together this show. I told my son the budget for the show, which was, you know, a lot, right? It's over a couple $1,000s a week. And I've committed to 52 weeks. So my son was ready to kick my butt. He's like, you lost your mind. We're not spending that much money on one avenue of advertising. And I said, all right, well, I'm going to make up the difference and get some sponsors. So I brought on Pyramid Roofing. I brought on a window company, CVP, one of my very good friends, Mike Davenport, brought him on to the show. And they're helping sponsor the show so that we can get the number down. So it's basically for less than what they could pay for 1 week of a radio show, they get exposure for four.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
So it's a win for them. So they're getting like somebody called in for Windows Wednesday and Mike wasn't on the show. All I'm doing is talking about Mike. Hey, Mike's going to call you as soon as the show's over. What's your question? I'll get him to call you back. And if I, most of the questions are generic, I can pretty much, you know, get the answers out to help them and to help other people in our community understand, hey, glass doesn't leak. It's the installation that leaks. Heat pumps. You can put in the best heat pump in the world, but if you get a crackhead to put it in, it ain't going to work right, right? So it's installation is everything when it comes to contracting. It doesn't matter how good the product is if the guy putting it in doesn't know what he's doing, right? So typically it's questions like that, and I'll lead it to Mike. So Mike wasn't there, but he was there because I am his advocate, right? So he gets 4 weeks of exposure for less than what it would cost him to be on the show for 1 week a month. So I've monetized it so that, you know, I've been able to afford it. And I am, of course, the catalyst of the show, the founder of the show. And with these extra sponsors, we've got 4, 5, 6 different sponsors now. So it's really made it a little bit more economical for us. So
yeah,
I actually opened up another LLC, Chuck Worley LLC, and I've been doing some kind of just some generic training, and because I want to help people, right? I mean, I didn't get here by myself. I had so many mentors when I was growing up through the business that helped me. I love helping other people. You know, I didn't get here. I just didn't show up and have a $12 million company. I got my teeth kicked in at 1 million. I got my teeth kicked in at 3 million. I'm swallowing teeth at 6 million, you know, but I just kept getting back up. And there's a lot to be learned from that you don't have to be Einstein. You just got to have grit. You just got to be willing not to quit. So I feel like there's some things I can do with motivation, and I definitely can do some stuff on branding and marketing. So I've been really looking for ways to get exposure for that and help some other small contractors that want to be bigger.
Yeah, fantastic. So if someone wanted to get hold of you and work with you on stuff like that, how would they do that?
If you go to chuckwhirley.com, we're setting that up so that one way goes to Whirley's and one way goes to me. We are setting that up right now. And then my phone number, if you call the 757-955-9415 is my house whisperer number. And I have that. That's a cell phone that I use for the radio show. So I'm trying to capture all the leads and make sure everybody's getting some benefit from the radio show. But it's really been a game changer. I had people almost daily walk up to me and thank me for doing the show. And, you know, one of the things that I say on the show is say, look, when you call in and ask a question, you're actually helping hundreds of other people in our area. How do I say that? Well, if they got leaking ductwork or they got sweating ductwork and they noticed it a year ago, they don't know who to call. They don't know, and they might be too shy to call. But when you call in and ask me, why is my duct sweating? And I go through the scenario I just told you about Keith teaching me back in the early 2000s. They're like, holy crap, that makes sense. So now I've just educated this person on their own house, talking about, I don't sell gutters, but if you have gutters on your house, less water I go in your crawl space. So don't sell them a sump pump, because I mean, we do sump pumps and stuff like that under the house. But you might not need a sump pump. You might need some gutters. And then a couple of years from now, we'll decide if you need sump pumps underneath your house. You know, it's kind of the whole house solution, not just coming in. And I feel like my dad's, one of his things being a carpenter, he said, any man armed with a hammer treats everything as a nail.
Yeah.
So when I walk in, you got a contractor, you call a duct contractor, he's got ductwork. He's going to hit you with his one hammer. You call an insulation guy, he's got one hammer. He's going to say, I'm going to save your utility bills, drop everything. Now, you might have windows falling out of your house, and he's going to try and sell you his one hammer, and that's insulation. You may have a heat and an air guy. Man, I'll sell you a 20-SEER Mac Daddy system of the universe. Now, the ductwork might be blowing everything under the house, but he's going to sell you that one thing, that one hammer that he has, right?
Yeah.
So when I come in, I get a tool belt. I'm coming in and saying, hey, look, why don't we look at fixing the ductwork that actually blows in your house and not keeping the rats under your house comfortable, you know? Or, hey, look, you know, you might need to talk to this pest control guy, get rid of the rats, and then let's fix the ductwork. Put gutters on before you buy tens of thousands of dollars of sump pumps and dry wells and all that stuff under your house. Don't let somebody just come into your house and sell you what they sell for a living. Come into the house with a tool belt and say, hey, I got this. You know, your windows are about to fall out of your house. Yeah, sure, I can sell you a 20 SEER unit, but, you know, why don't you put those single pane wood windows that with no storms, why don't you go ahead and look at replacing those before? Now, what's going to happen? They're going to say, man, this guy's actually trying to help me make my house more efficient. When I do need a heat pump, I'm not calling anybody else.
Yeah.
You become the brand. You become the expert in your area. I call people even on the radio show, which I think you said you've heard a couple of times, you know, try and stump my expert. I don't have Tom, Dick, and Harry in here. I got professionals in here. I got guys that know their business. Call in, let us help you. And we actually had a retired contractor, call into the show. He said, look, y'all don't know me. I just want to let you know, I am thankful to finally find somebody that I'm comfortable referring, listening to you. And I could tell you're a character guy and you want to do the right thing. I'm retired now. Now I finally got somebody that I can refer to somebody in our area. It's becoming that expert in your area where everybody knows your name. And to paper the city, to be everywhere, to take over and be that brand in your area. You know, it's been fun.
So I got one wrap-up question for you. Where do you see your company in 5 years? What do you ultimately want to have happen with your company?
Our EOS, you know, kind of they have the three-year goal, the one-year goal, the three-year plan, I believe is right at 31 million. It's one page. I'm guilty for not having it on. I actually printed it out a week or two ago, and I was trying to find a frame so I could keep it in front of me every day on my desk. But it basically 31 million have, our goal is to have $100 million technicians. And what that means is, you know, you could have one guy in the next 3 years be three of those $1 million techs, right? So one, you know, cause we have selling technicians. We've got salesmen. We've got all that. But our goal is to grow our people in our company to be that $1 million technician.
Yeah. Chuck, this has been great. Thank you so much for doing this with me. The story is fascinating. I am so happy to have reconnected with you and hear about your success, the way you came through all the trials and tribulations and ended up with this amazing company and this amazing brand and getting to work with your son. Fantastic story. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I, like I said, I was flattered you called me. Thank you.
All right. Well, I look forward to catching up with you in the future.
That sounds great, man. Thank you.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support.